You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
I was so nervous for my icebreaker, I nearly died. I stood on that podium, and all that I could say was, I felt so dumb. But now just look how far I've come, yeah, I start strong. And I'm prepared. Go on now, throw me crazy table topics. I'm not even scared. Thanks to Toastmaster support, I know how to keep it short. When they turn that red light on, I know I'll get a good report. Cause I got friends who help me succeed. Toastmaster's family, they give me confidence to lead. When I was asked to take the floor and speechify, did you think I'd tremble? Did you think my mouth would get too dry? Oh no, not I. Toastmaster's pride.
Toastmaster's pride.
Yes, they helped me find the courage that was buried deep inside. I've got lots of honest folks who will help me vet my jokes. Yeah, I've got pride. Toastmaster's pride.
There were times when I lost faith and I began to doubt. It seemed like there were no more topics left to talk about. All my courage disappeared, all my metaphors were weird, but I persevered. Toastmasters helped me face my fears, now you see me.
You see me.
A DTM.
DTM.
I'm so distinguished I can lecture with the best of them. I got my timing to a T, and my grammarian loves me, and I can stand up self-assured and just be who I wanna be. I once was bad.
Once was bad.
I couldn't toast.
Couldn't toast.
I used to blink a lot. I used to stand there like a post. Wasn't I the one who once who had trouble saying hi? So do I tremble? Do you think I'm still so awfully shy? Oh no, not I.
No, not I.
Toastmaster's pride.
Toastmaster's pride.
Much stronger, and I'm looking forward to my pathway's ride. I can land that perfect gig. I can start to think real big, cause I've got pride. Toastmaster's pride.
The meetings rock. I see my friends. I see them growing. The inspiration never ends. And when I travel, there are meetings to attend all around the world now. And on that I can depend. It's worldwide.
It's worldwide.
Toastmasters pride.
Toastmasters pride.
Oh, as long as there's a Toastmasters, I know they're on my side. Now I sound like I make sense, and I got brand new confidence, and I've got pride. Toastmasters pride.
Toastmasters pride.
Expanding two decades of business, entertainment, and government. It's Business This Week with Saul Mejia. Now, from the studios of Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5, here is your host, Saul Mejia.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back to the show, Business This Week. My guest today is a number one selling book author on Amazon, as well as a district director for Toastmasters International. She's here today to talk to us about Toastmasters International and the benefits they can bring to your career or to your business. So please, madam, introduce yourself.
I am Circe Denyer. I am the district director for Toastmasters District 52, which is one district of 121 districts globally for the Toastmasters International organization. I've been in Toastmasters approximately 8 years, and I began my Toastmasters journey in the San Fernando Valley at Northridge Toastmasters.
And how did you hear about Toastmasters? When was the first time, or where did you start it? How did you hear about it?
I was introduced to Toastmasters through a friend. I was fixing her computer, and she had been in Toastmasters almost 25 years. And was telling me a little bit about her experience, and one day she invited me to a Toastmaster meeting. What really caused me to feel like this organization was the place to be were the people. The people that are in the organization are so friendly and so interested in each other and their expansion and understanding of who they are and building their personal progress that I was impressed. As an entrepreneur, I'd only been experiencing a standard networking group, which means you shake hands and exchange business cards. In Toastmasters, people say, gee, what brought you here? And wow, what kind of experience do you have in public speaking? And let me know if I can help you. And all of those kinds of friendly things. The thing that I loved about the first Toastmaster meeting that I went to was table topics. It reminded me very much of an experience I had as a child when my father would ask questions at the dinner table, questions we as children didn't supposedly know the answers to, but the first child that could raise their hand and say, I'll answer that question, got my father's attention. So, of course, I always wanted to answer the question, and that prepared me unknowingly for table topics in Toastmasters. Now, he was not a Toastmaster, but he could have been.
What else do you do besides being a Toastmasters district director? Do you have any other careers, or do you practice any other services?
Yes, I do a couple of things. Mostly, I take care of seniors and others with their computer problems, helping them navigate the new Windows, navigate a slow-working computer, taking care of helping them find a new computer. It's mostly a consultation type of industry. I also do some repairs, data recovery, and things like that. I'm also a photographer, and I submit my photographs online to 4 micro stock agencies like Dreamtime and 2020 and IM. And my third entrepreneurial job is that I format books for self-published authors. They write it, they get it edited, and I format it so that it will go up onto Amazon or Ingram Spark to be published.
What exactly do you mean by formatted? Do you adapt it, or what do you mean by that?
I set it up so that it fits on the page correctly with, if they have illustrations, if they fit, that it fits the format that Amazon or Ingram Spark want for their book, because every book publisher has a different style that they use, a template, so to speak, where the book looks like it should. The same way when you pick up a book at the bookstore, it has a title page and a copyright page and an introduction. All of those pages have to be formatted in a certain order so that the book looks professional, and that's what I do. I don't do any revision.
Okay, and with that, we're going to go to our first musical break, and we're going to play Something to Talk About by Bonnie Raitt, which, by the way, if you notice, all the music that we play today is going to contain the words, Toastmasters, or talk. So have fun and see if you can catch that one song that didn't have that.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Baby,
Okay, and we are back. So please tell us a little bit about your book, actually. Before we go into the Toastmasters part, tell us a little bit about your books and how you end up in Amazon.
Oh, yes, I have. I have written 3 books. One of them became an Amazon bestseller. It was for a joint company with a friend of mine called Neat T-Shirts. The book is about how to take care of T-shirts and make them last. It's on Amazon. It was a fun book to write. My friend and I, we talked about our T-shirts, and I do some of the designing, and she does as well. And when we realized that a T-shirt will last a whole lot longer if you take care of it properly, we found some very humorous ways of telling people about their T-shirts. So we called the book, If Your T-Shirt Could Talk, which was very exact for the subject of that T-shirt story. We want the T-shirt to tell you what they need so that they can last a full long time. Because we all have favorites, you know.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I personally still got a couple of shirts from back in high school and some shirts from middle school. So yes, I think we all sometimes save some of those precious pieces of cloth that we still treasure. So anyhow, we gotta get serious now and get back to normal. So tell us a little bit about Toastmasters now. I would like you to tell us, how can Toastmasters benefit your career?
Individuals either work for someone at some time in their life, or they interview for either promotion or a job. High school students look to colleges to educate them and teach them about the job that they want to perform. But it doesn't prepare them to get the interview and then convince the boss that's interviewing them to hire them. Toastmasters has 3 segments in their program, and all 3 of them help people with job interviews and with getting the promotion that other people might be vying for. One of those is public speaking. Communication is everywhere, even when you're talking one-on-one to someone when you want them to buy something or you want them to buy into your idea. An interview with a boss can be scary for a lot of people, but Toastmasters teaches confidence and that ability to speak well on the fly, to speak well even though you don't know what's going to be asked. Impromptu speaking is probably one of the most critical success factors for someone interviewing for a job or for a promotion. Young people, and Toastmasters will allow people from 18 and above, can take advantage of this and learn to be the person, the one person that makes that impression on a boss when they're looking for that job. For someone who's transitioning from one job to the other, sometimes they need to be able to tell the interviewee why they should be the person that's hired. What's interesting is we have a lot of people who are being furloughed because of the pandemic. And sometimes the job category that they had before is no longer around and they have to switch jobs. Well, if you're the kind of person that shows confidence in an interview, you can switch jobs rather easily and better than most people because your confidence is what gets you that job. I was a manager for Verizon for many years and I interviewed a lot of computer techs to work for me. And one of the things I noticed is the ones that had confidence, the ones that were sure of themselves, were the ones that impressed me the most. Now, in the communication side, building a speech, being able to deliver a speech, that helps someone to talk succinctly, clearly, and get a point across very quickly. And the third component is something that Toastmasters does better than just about anybody, and that is a speech evaluation. We give evaluations to every speaker in every meeting, right there on the spot. You don't have to wait to find out how well you did. You don't have to wait for the test scores to come in. You get an evaluation from another Toastmaster, and they'll tell you what worked for them as an audience member and what didn't. And it helps anyone preparing for an interview or a promotion to get their idea clearly stated and ready for that opportunity.
And how can Toastmasters benefit your business, your company?
Toastmasters has a special heart for corporations and large businesses. There are a lot of Fortune 500 companies that have Toastmasters clubs. Why is that? Because their employees become better salespeople, better promotion. They present better to outside sales or to outside companies. They're better negotiators, and they're better evaluators for their employees. If you have a boss inside your corporation who is taking care of their employees by giving them targeted evaluations, the employees become better. So our corporations love Toastmasters because their businesses thrive. Imagine this, if you are in sales, if you are selling a product and your employees don't know how to tell a customer why that product is the best one in the industry, you probably will lose a sale to someone who knows how to do that very, very well. We do a lot of sales pitch speaking, and there are programs within Toastmasters that allow a member to learn how to do that better. But let's say, for example, you're not selling anything in your corporation. You are just a business that is self-contained, and you don't have any sales opportunity. You still have business meetings, and business meetings need to be run efficiently. Well, one of the core things a Toastmasters Club does is time everything. We time speeches, evaluations, table topics, the meeting itself. So what our Toastmaster members learn is how to stay on time. So if you're running a meeting in a business, it stays on time, it starts on time, and it runs efficiently because of that training. There are all kinds of things businesses can take advantage of by having their own Toastmaster meeting within their corporation or by sending their employees to a Toastmasters club.
And with that, we're going to go to our next musical break, and we'll be right back where we're going to be hearing what are the requirements for Toastmasters. What are the requirements for you to join a Toastmasters? We're going to get you that information as soon as we come back. But meanwhile, I hope you enjoy this song.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Started creeping, I knew you.
And we're back with Ms. Denier today here, District Director for Toastmasters International and number one bookseller for Amazon. So tell us, Ms. Denier, which are or what are the requirements to join a Toastmasters club?
Toastmasters only requires that a person be 18 years old. It doesn't matter how old you are after you turn 18. You need to be available to show up at a meeting. We actually have a Toastmasters promise that we make our members read and sign that says they'll show up at the meeting, deliver speeches according to the educational program, and participate in the meeting as often as possible. We have lots and lots of clubs, and they're all over the greater Los Angeles area, the San Fernando Valley, Santa Clarita, Calabasas, and that's only for District 52. If you're listening to this broadcast and you're outside of District 52's area, there are 121 districts globally for Toastmasters. And one of the benefits of a Toastmaster membership is you can walk into any Toastmaster meeting anywhere in the world and be welcomed. You belong to a global organization when you become a member of Toastmasters. The next time you're on vacation, let's say you travel and they let you, and you go to London, you can walk in and join a meeting and be the off counter or the grammarian or any other meeting role. You are welcome everywhere.
And you're absolutely right. As you probably know, I'm a former Toastmasters. And as a former Toastmasters, at one time I was actually visiting Las Vegas. I was on vacation. And then I realized that they were actually having a meeting in Vegas. And I looked them up. And when I found out that they were having a meeting, I decided to attend. And they were really kind people. They welcomed me with arms wide open. And they were ready for me, you know, to participate in the meeting. So it is worldwide, pretty much anywhere you want in the world, you are a Toastmasters member worldwide, not just in your local Toastmasters club.
Oh yeah, it's fun, lots of fun. A friend of mine traveled to London and went to a Toastmaster meeting there. And then the last time he was on vacation before all this pandemic hit, he went to New York City and he looked up three Toastmasters clubs. And this is important. He called all of them, but the Toastmaster club that answered, that's the club that he went to visit. And one of the things that happens in the Toastmaster industry is the club that answers, that's the club that is the one you want to join because they're the most welcoming. They're the ones that have the willingness to reach out to you. And one of the things that I find is that's what attracted me to it, is that friendly, interested attitude, interested in me, interested in why I'm there, and interested in helping me succeed. So that was why.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Everywhere I go, all the places that I've been, every smile's a new horizon on a land I've never seen. There are people around the world, different faces, different names. But there's one true emotion that reminds me we're the same. Let's talk about love. From the laughter of a child to the tears of a grown man, there's a thread that runs right through us and helps us understand. As subtle as a breeze that finds a flicker to a flame, from the very first sweet melody to the very last refrain. Let's talk about love. Let's talk about us. Let's talk about life. Let's talk about trust. Let's talk about love.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Daniel, for being here today with us, and thank you for sharing this information, which I believe is quite important for our community. So I truly appreciate it, and I hope we have you back. And are there any last words you would like to say to our audience before leaving?
I don't think there's anyone on the planet anywhere that can't benefit from Toastmasters. Whether you're an individual looking for a job or an individual in a job that you want to change, everyone can find something in Toastmasters to be successful and to improve their personal development. Thank you.
Thank you so much again. Thank you for bringing that information to our community. And if you guys ever need any assistance, if you need any help reaching out to the community about the services and products that Toastmasters can offer, we'll be more than happy to support you guys. For those of you listening, Toastmasters International is a nonprofit 501c3, and they depend on the volunteers, and they depend on all the people that are members, and that's important for people to know, so that they know that we're not just simply advertising any business or just a business to advertise. We advertise nonprofits such as this one that can actually benefit our community, they can actually provide a service, and I guarantee you, you're not going to find anything even close to what Toastmasters is all about. So I hope you guys pay a visit to a local club when you have an opportunity. There is even a bilingual club, Toastmasters Club, run by Jorge Ravazo in Sherman Oaks. Unfortunately, obviously, due to the pandemic right now, they're holding their meetings on Zoom. So if you want to join online, it's definitely doable right now as well. So thank you so much, Ms. Denier.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. And to close it up, I would like to share with you guys one of the speeches that I gave when I was a Toastmasters. I was the president for a local Toastmasters club in Panorama City. And this is one of the speeches that I gave. And we'll be right back. Okay. So once I said and done today, I want to speak about the importance of motivating others. Sometimes we don't really give it as much importance as we should, because it's just naturally. Most of the stuff that I've done in my life, I really didn't plan for it. I really didn't have a plan or say, hey, by the time I'm 30, by the time I'm 28 or something, this is what I want to do, this is what I want to be. In fact, when I was in high school, one of the things that they ask you to do is to turn in a sheet of paper, which explains at the time, they used to ask us to explain, what is it that you see yourself doing in 5 years and 10 years from now? I have never accomplished any of that. Not a single thing that I wrote on that sheet of paper ever happened.
The good news is that I actually top every single one of those things that I wrote. So for me at the time, it was something as simple. I wanted to be a store manager in a music store. Well, the music industry chain is no longer really the place to be, and it's really not exactly the most paying job that you can get. So I went into other things, but I want to focus back again into the importance of inspiring other people. I think it's very important. Just like Mr. Chong, when I was pretty young, I joined the JROTC program at Monroe High School. And actually, I ended up getting in there because I was running away from PE. When I was in middle school, I was a really short, skinny guy. I know it's hard to believe nowadays, but I was a really short, skinny guy, and I used to be tossed around all around. They wanted me to play football, and I was probably the ball. I was flying in the air, you know, back and forth. So when I got to high school, I say, I'm not having PE. Regardless of what happens, I will not have PE. So I went to my counselor, and my counselor said, well, the choices you got is either PE or ROTC. What's ROTC? Don't worry about it. Let me sign you up for that. You'll be great. You'll love it. First day I sat there, what am I doing here? I do not want to be here. I don't like that silly hat that looks like if you're a taco man, you know, selling tacos out on the street. That does not look attractive. So I wanted so badly to get out of that class. I fought so hard, but they wouldn't let me. Well, by the time the first semester was over, I fell in love with the class. And I ended up doing just like everybody else, 4 years. After that, you know, you begin to grow with it. And I actually hated that hat so badly that that's one of the reasons why I wanted to go up the ranks, so I wouldn't have to wear, you know, the taco hat. I had the taquero hat, that's what we used to call it. You know, I wanted something a little bit fancier than that, whether it was a parade or, you know, an officer's hat, which we had at the time. Anyhow, again, the reason why I brought that up is because it was not planned. It was actually an accident for me to be in that class. But little did I know, the other people were actually looking at me, they were staring at me, they were paying attention to everything that I did. And I became an inspiration for other people. So they began to follow the steps of what I was doing. Little did they know, really, it was an accident. I was just doing, trying to get by through the class. I didn't really became interested in the class until I was in 11th grade, I believe. I was just sitting there, I'll do what I was supposed to do, but I really didn't put my heart and soul into it until I was in 11th grade. By the time I graduated, well, actually in my senior year, they brought me this young guy. He was this young guy, and he was pretty much a troublemaker. Actually, they sat him and they say, hey, so we got this kid, either you help him get straight up or he's pretty much gonna end up in jail. At the time, he was 17 and he had already been locked up at least 6 times in his life, and he has stolen over 30 cars at the age of 16 already. So he was pretty much in trouble with the law, and they say he's going anywhere, he's not gonna make it. So either you help him or simply he's not gonna make it. Within 6 months, I met my assistant, and by the time I graduated, he took over the position that I had, and he became the next commander, you know, which was the Courtesy Patrol Commander. He took over as the Courtesy Patrol Commander. The year after he graduated, and he passed it on to somebody else. So after he came out of high school, he joined the service. As in right now, he's been a sniper, he's been a sharpshooter, he's been a ranger, and he actually joined the service, and he's been in the service ever since. So I felt proud that I actually inspired that guy to be somebody else, to do more than he thought he could be. At the time, he felt like he didn't have an opportunity in life. But that's not the end of the story. It actually gets even crazier. Forward 15 years later, I was in an event where we were handing out toys to kids for Christmas, and this other younger guy comes along. He's like probably, I don't know, 14, 15, and he approached me. He's like, oh, Mr. Mejia. I'm like, yeah, you're Sal Mejia, right? I'm like, yes, that would be me. He's like, thank you so much for everything that you've done for us, you know, and for my family. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I don't seem to know you. He's like, well, about 15 years ago, you helped my uncle. You know, he used to be a troublemaker. You got him straight. He went into the service. And of course, I'm his nephew. And after he did that, most of them in the family, they want to follow and they want to grow up to be just like him. They want to be something greater. And that's the moment where it hit me. It really hit me hard, because it's like, it's one thing to motivate one person, to motivate one generation. But when you go into the second generation, the third, the fourth, and it begins to go way beyond your expectations of what you thought you could ever be, I thought it was really, really, it actually hit me pretty hard. And I felt very emotional, very proud, very happy to say that it goes on, it can go on and on. So sometimes we don't know, we could be just doing something naturally simply because we want to do it. But other people can get impacted, other people can really be, you know, it could be a life-changing event just simply because somebody took the time to do something positive for somebody else. So that would be my point. Really, I mean, inspire other people. Do your best, simply try to do your best, and hopefully other people will follow. Or hopefully other people will see what you're trying to do and create something positive. We need a plethora. We need a plethora of inspirational speakers. We need a plethora of you know, people who can motivate others to be something greater. Obviously, Toastmasters is one of the ways that we can do that, and it's by inspiring people, by doing public speaking, by going to schools and talk to other students, which in life I also had the opportunity to go to middle schools, high schools, and talk to the students, you know, as we got older. I invite every single one of you to challenge yourselves to do so. Take the time not only to go to competition as Toastmasters, but I would like to see every single person sitting here one day standing in front of bunch of students. The most I ever did was 1,000 students at Panorama High School. So it's a great opportunity, it's a great feeling to know that you're doing something greater because of the things you have accomplished in life. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
Thank you. everyone. Today, I'm going to talk about Toastmasters and why I think you should join. Toastmasters International is an international organization that helps with public speaking and leadership. And I've been a member since 2013, and I have got to admit that it is probably the single best thing I have ever done for my career and really my life. It's a pretty bold statement, I'm aware. But let me try to break it down into the top five reasons why I really encourage anyone who, even if you are an awesome public speaker, why you could benefit from joining Toastmasters. So first, I made really great friends. I was hesitant to join Toastmasters because it sounded a little like, I don't know, like debate club or something not that cool. It just sounded kind of dorky and I wasn't sure if I wanted to join. But my desire to become a better speaker outweighed any ego that I had about this. So I just went to a couple of meetings and I have to say that I made some of the best friends that I could have asked for from this club. Reason number two is surrounding yourself with really successful people. Everyone defines success differently, but to me, successful people are constantly investing in themselves and constantly pushing themselves to be better. And you're not going to find people like that more so than at a Toastmasters club. My club meets at 7:30 a.m. You don't get paid to be in Toastmasters. If you are getting up and getting to a meeting in your busy day purely because you want to work on yourself, then that is going to motivate me to also work on myself, which is going to help me become more successful. The third reason is about self-improvement. Every single meeting, you can participate by either giving a speech or you can be an evaluator or some other officer. And when you're doing that, you're continually practicing your public speaking. It's a muscle that you just have to practice over and over again. Which brings me to my fourth point, and that is feedback. Some people hate feedback. But to me, feedback is one of the greatest gifts that you can get. And in every Toastmasters meeting, if you give a speech, you have an evaluator that's assigned to you. And the evaluator is also giving a little mini speech, more or less, because it's a 2-minute evaluation. What this evaluator is giving you is priceless. They are giving you tips right then and there on how you can improve your speaking, the things that you did well, and the things that you could improve on. That is huge. Think of anything that you want to do in life. You're probably not going to be very good at it at first. And of course, it's great to have friends and supporters who are just going to encourage you no matter what. But if you are serious about getting better at something, what's far better than people telling you that you're perfect is people who have great intentions and are telling you all those nitpicky things that other people are probably not going to tell you. The last and most important thing that I think Toastmasters gave me was self-confidence. When you speak better, you feel that you're being heard. And when you feel that you are being heard and then people are actually listening to what you have to say and acknowledging it, then it helps you feel better. And the more you feel better, the more you like yourself. The more you like yourself, the more confident you are. And the more confident you are, the better able you are to follow your dreams, to make better choices, and it will impact every single relationship that you have in your life. So those are the top five reasons that I think that you should join Toastmasters. It completely changed my life. If you are at all interested in improving your self-confidence and your public speaking and leadership skills, then I highly encourage you to go to Toastmasters.org and look up your nearest Toastmasters chapter.
Okay, and we're almost out of time. Next week, we're going to have DJ Alex Kidd. DJ Alex Kidd, it's a DJ like anybody else, but he's actually one of the best DJs, and the reason is because he volunteers a lot in the community. He's always there to serve. He's always there to help people in the community. He has served in the past as the vice president for the Panorama City Chamber of Commerce, and we were just simply honored to have him. So next week, we're having a party. Join us for an interview with DJ Alex Kidd. And he's going to be telling us about his career, his business, and how he got involved with this type of music and this idea. He's a member of the Panorama City Chamber of Commerce for about 3 or 4 years already, actually. And with his partner, his partner was serving in Korea, he was serving in the United States Armed Forces. He was a station, and they started to volunteer to actually be DJs, to DJ for the troops, overseas. So that's how their career began, and then they have grown to be a very serious company, and every year they join us at the Christmas concert with the Panama City Chamber of Commerce to give away toys, to give away food to the community, and bring presents to the kids, and he's always there to serve. So we wanted to recognize him and, hey, give him a little bit of space. I believe it's important to recognize those volunteers and the people who serve our community, you know, all the time. He has won multiple awards, and he has been recognized for some of the people in the entertainment industry for the same reasons that he's always there to lend a hand. We will be playing some of the classic party music hits and also talk about the good old music from the past. Join us for an interview next Saturday at 2 p.m. Don't miss it. And until then, have a wonderful day.
Can you keep a secret?
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin. KROJ 101.5 FM.
These walls keep a secret that only we know. But how long can they keep it? Your lovers will lose control. We're two shadows chasing rainbows behind closed windows. Behind closed doors, if walls could talk, oh, they would say.
See the love inside.
You're listening to Business This Week on Radio Zolin, KROJ 101.5 FM.
I don't really know.